FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 10-2-18. Hey, as always, be a part of the show. Email us, kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, the madness continues, but we're about to see hope and change Trump style. And that's change that you can take to the bank and probably are taking to the bank already. But what's going to happen, really? Well, our good friend is back with us after a long hiatus, talking about Bix Weir. Bix, your site, roadtoruta.com, must reading for all. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Kerry. It's been way too long.
Yeah. So what is going on here right now with the Kavanaugh hearings, the economy? You know, Trump makes these deals with countries that the naysayers said, no, you can't upset the apple cart. NAFTA is good. It's good for the country. And yet Trump goes in there just like he promised during the campaign. I'm going to renegotiate it and get much better, dramatically better terms for the United States. And yet he's done the impossible, even getting that man-child Trudeau to hop on board, which looked impossible a week ago. He did it the day before yesterday.
I think we're seeing the breakout of the battles between the good guys and the bad guys. And Trump is that bull in the china shop that America has always needed. You know, like normally these things are dealt with behind the scenes by the market riggers and all that. And they throw a president out there to, you know, pretend like he's in charge. Trump is definitely in charge of a lot of this stuff and working with what I call the good guys to take back our country. I think it's a great thing.
Hey, and it's remarkable. Now we're in this confrontation with China. Look, from the get-go, I said there's no such thing as a trade war. A trade war is a media construct, which means there's a winner, there's a loser, and somehow they come to fisticuffs, you know, not literal fisticuffs, but figuratively speaking, behind closed doors, and they whack each other a bunch of times, and then they come to an agreement. But we've had nothing like that. Yeah, there were threats. There was the sword hanging over their heads, but there wasn't a war per se. I mean, real media construct, isn't it?
I think that as far as the trade wars and all that, it's such a small thing compared to what's going on behind the scenes with the end of fiat money and the plan to implement something new. I mean, that's the real key. The real key is that many of these banks are insolvent. You got Deutsche Bank on the brink of collapse with $50 trillion in derivatives. That would take down every financial institution. We're not going to worry about trade. We're going to worry about survival when the banks go down. So there's so much more going on behind the scenes than what we see in the newspaper.
Yeah, exactly. The newspaper really is, I hate to use that cliche, but the tip of the iceberg. It's really, it's kind of like an eye doctor. If they don't dilate your pupil and they try to see your retina, which is at the back of your eyeball, they can barely get a glimpse. It's like looking through a pinhole and trying to identify all the stars in the horizons. You just can't see anything. But in this case, maybe you see more than you see more because you just have to look at what the media isn't covering to really know what the important issues are.
Well, now that all the media wants to talk about is Kavanaugh, because they know if Kavanaugh gets in there, many of the media are going to jail.
And we can only hope.
That's a gigantic thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
I think another thing that people aren't talking about, and I think the lawyer for the Republicans set this up perfectly, is that there was another guy at that party that Ford keeps not wanting to talk about. And it's interesting because the guy is her actual boyfriend of the time. His name is Squee, Chris Garrett.
Yes.
She admits that she kind of dated. He was in that room. He's the guy who brought her to the party, and he's the guy who took her home. I think the Republicans and the good guys and Kavanaugh have that in their back pocket to pull it out at the right time. And then you're going to see the backlash against the Democrats like you would not believe because of the way they treated him.
Yeah, this is a horrible thing. Nobody deserves to be treated like that. You know, the penalty for leaking confidential hearing materials, this happened since the Clarence Thomas debacle, was that if you leak anything confidential during a confirmation hearing, expulsion from the Senate. Could you imagine DiFi being expelled and her hack staffers? They're automatically fired if they're determined to have leaked this information. What about Mad Maxie Waters there, who doxed all of the Republican Senate members, or three of them, on the committee? If she's found to do it, I mean, she should be expelled. She should be expelled anyway. She's a despicable swamp creature that needs to be sent back to where she came from.
I think it's much deeper than that. I think if Kavanaugh gets in, many of them will be tried for treason for other things that they've done. So it you know, there's one level of, I don't think Feinstein leaked it to the press. I think it was the Katz law firm that leaked it to the press, the Clinton law firm that represented Ford.
And who hooked them up? It was Feinstein's office, it appears, who hooked up Deborah Katz's law firm with Ford. And, you know, she's just a little, she's using neuro-linguistic programming. You can tell it by her sentence structures, by her syllables. You know, she's trying to put one over.
Oh, absolutely. But she's being used. Ford is being used, just like many of the people out there are being used. We need some truth and honesty in our government. We need, when Kavanaugh gets in, I do think he'll get in. When he gets in, they can, you know, there's all kinds of things that can happen. But until the Republicans have a majority on the Supreme Court, you've got all these criminal judges below them that will, you know, block the way as this goes. But I'm seeing the whole military tribunals and all that happening because I don't think it could go through the regular courts. I think that's why Trump has built out Guantanamo, and they'll bring them all down there for treason and try them down there.
I thought they were turning Gitmo into a resort for high-end white-collar criminals. They can spend their final days looking out at the Caribbean, soaking up the sun, maybe dip in the pool. I mean, this is going to be a high-end luxury resort for white-collar criminals, right?
No, I think it's the opposite. Well, if the bad guys are winning this battle, yeah, that could be, you know, their play. No, I think they had to build it out because there are so many, as in the thousands of people within government, within banks, who are going to be taken there when they get Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. They can pull the trigger on all these pending arrests of just the most horrific people. You can imagine the Clintons, the Podestas, and I mean, I hear there's thousands that will be going down to Guantanamo. That's why they had to build it out.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, you know, one little tickler there, a teaser, was Lindsey Graham saying, asking Judge Kavanaugh, querying him on the difference between military and civil or criminal law, and the ability to execute traitors that was done in during World War II. There were traitors, Americans, who worked for the Nazis, and a number of them were executed after due process. You know, in a wartime, due process has a different meaning than in peacetime, but perhaps we really are at war.
Well, yeah, we are at war. It was declared we're at war with terrorism.
So, whatever that means. That was used against us,
though. The rumors, yeah. Well, it's time to use it against them. I mean, the rumors of John McCain actually being executed for treason, I think are could be true, especially, you know, with all the things going on behind the scenes that we're kind of not allowed to know about. I have a feeling that that was an execution of McCain. They couldn't tell the public, but in military tribunals, all this is coming out with Kavanaugh. That's why they're so desperate not to have Kavanaugh get on the Supreme Court. I think a lot of the Supreme Court judges might be taken down as well. So yeah. We are really, you know, the chaos we're seeing We knew it was coming to some extent, but it just feels really weird to be in the middle of it.
Yeah. And, you know, supposedly QAnon, if you believe in such things, predicted to the day that that McCain was going to die from purportedly from cancer. How did that happen, Bix? I mean, to the hour, it was predicted 30 days and to the hour. How did that happen? I don't get it.
Well, he was executed. He was tried in a military tribunal for treason, and they executed him.
Well,
it was set for that day.
Well, the other alternative is we're going to execute you unless you take the hemlock, right? I think he probably preferred to go down the fall upon his sword as the
but how
as the samurais would do.
How would Q know that?
Well, he knew that one way or the other.
That's true. How would Q know?
One way or the other, he was going down on that day, either by his own hand or, you know, when Socrates was found guilty and they said, hey, we can either kill you or take the hemlock. And he opted for the hemlock. There's a lot of things here, a lot of different levels that, like you said, we don't know about, and we probably never will. But to the day, to the hour, how did he know that? How did that happen? Didn't you find that rather amazing?
No. He was tried in a military court. He was found guilty of treason, and they executed him. And there was a set time and place. That's how Q knew about it. What was it, 30 days beforehand?
Yeah, well, the whole thing is pretty amazing to me. But, and you could be right. But, the idea of the mainstream, God, McCain being a traitor, how could that be? And yet we saw a picture of him with the head of ISIS. So what was that about, huh?
Well, there's a lot of things dark in the McCain background, especially his program for saving little children from third world countries. So dark. I mean, these people are so evil. And McCain's been a traitor the whole time. Along with, Uma Abedin, whose mother, the Clinton left-hand girl, whose mother was the head of the Muslim Sisterhood.
Yeah.
Was literally taking every single one of Hillary Clinton's emails because Hillary didn't know how to use email and funneling it to the Muslim Sisterhood. I mean, the insanity of what was going on. And they all should be hung for treason.
Yeah, totally agree. Uma Abedin, she's the modern day Mata Hari, she really is. If you remember, Mata Hari in World War I, I guess it was, went both ways, had female lovers, male lovers, and nobody exactly knew whose side she was on. And that's the interesting thing is whose side, it's just, you look at it, it's madness, Bix. It really is. There's so much palace intrigue, and you have to wonder how it got this way, right?
Well, we've been at war in the United States behind the scenes. I mean, you can go back. There's so many obvious things, like the business coup back in the 1930s, when there was a coup to take over the United States. All these business magnates came out, and the whistle was blown by Smedley Butler, general at the time,
who said war was BS or something. That it's a scam.
Yeah.
War is a scam. Who would have thought, huh?
And Eisenhower saying, beware the military-industrial complex. I mean, we all know now there's so much information available that there's a battle going on for the survival of our country. And had Hillary gotten into the presidency, I would have said the United States would be over by now.
We'd either
get blown up in a war or we'd turn socialist more likely. And everything would be 1,000 times worse. We're trying to kick those people out now. It is difficult. Trump is trying his best. It will be done. We have all the information we need to put these people down in Guantanamo. The NSA has every communication. They're recording us right now. Hi, NSA.
Yeah, hey.
Thanks for listening in.
How's my microphone? How's the audio quality, NSA? You getting everything? Is the bass high enough or do I need to lower it? right?
Well, if you're in front of your computer, they're looking at you too. Yeah, they can tap into your computer camera.
Yeah, well, I don't have a built-in one, so it's off to the right. And it's not, hey, look, it's not focused in on me, so have at it. I've got pretty lousy video quality, if that matters or not, I don't know. But, you know, so much stuff happened here. So much is going to happen. I have a feeling that saying calm before the storm is going to be a misunderestimation, as W would say, of what's really going to happen here, Bix. I mean, it's the total upending of all of society, everything, all the institutions, you name it. And, you know, the deep state, whatever you want to call these ne'er-do-wells, these fiends, are trying to take it down on their terms. And they seem to be, if we're to believe what we read, they seem to be losing the battle here.
Absolutely, they're losing the battle. And don't forget, I mean, for example, the Uma Abedin laptop that she had all the dirt on, the Clinton wet works, the Clinton
policy.
Body count's over 120 now.
It's probably more than that. It's so horrifying when you think, you know, there's a guy floating around who said he was an op, a CIA operative, who they wanted to try to kill. I can't remember his name, but he claims that Oklahoma City was a takedown by the Clintons to get rid of certain records from the all of the contamination that took place during Gulf War I from the depleted uranium, et cetera, that caused like massive health issues for hundreds of thousands of vets, and that all the files were kept there, along with a bunch of Whitewater Clinton scandal files that were also kept there, and that he was originally offered the contract and he turned it down. Now, I don't know if the guy is true or not, but I find it what I find it more shocking is that I'm even considering it as a possibility. You know, that's what amazes me.
If you look at you look at the building, clearly it wasn't a U-Haul truck full of fertilizer that exploded. Clearly, I mean, you ripped the side out of a building like that. There's got to be charges set on every floor, every steel girder. I mean, it was clearly more than what they tell us it was.
Oh, for sure. And there was a guy, a cop, a black African-American, I guess he was a sheriff's deputy, I think. And he was like first on the scene, and he had been in the service. He knew about bombs, and he saw there were bombs like all over the place when he got there. A number of unexploded ordnance. And he tried to go public with this with the story. Eventually, he was found dead in the desert nearby his car in New Mexico or someplace. You know, it sounds like something out of Breaking Bad, the whole thing, doesn't it?
It is. That's why it's going to get even more chaotic than it is right now. These people are evil. They've got to be taken out. Taking them out destroys a lot of the infrastructure that we kind of count on. But we need to get out of that nanny state. We need to stand up and take care of ourselves, you know, relying on the government for healthcare and for our 401ks and for food and all that. It's going to go away. You really got to prepare for some chaotic few years coming forward.
Oh, for sure. You know, for me, it's very similar to what I went through, my own personal transformation, family business. You know, I inherited it with my brother. I was miserable every minute of the day, but it was so damn comfortable, so profitable, and so easy overall. And, you know, until I sold that business off and really had to make it on my own, which I was able to do, it took a while. I never really had a great self-esteem or self-opinion about myself. And that's the same thing if you're dependent on anyone or any government institution and it's hampering your personal growth and it's stopping you from becoming the person that you should become. And that's what we're dealing with here, Bix. I mean, on a massive scale, this culture of dependency, this culture of somebody, government, take care of it, government, fix it. the government wasn't designed to fix every single problem in society. It had five basic functions, you know, protect against enemies within and without, protect the integrity of the free market, peaceably settle disputes among its inhabitants, and a couple of other minor functions, you know, post office, bankruptcy. You could argue the roads because it had the post office. Now we're still living in a world where the government runs the post office. There shouldn't be a post office like we see now. I mean, it's billions of dollars wasted every year so that Jeff Bezos can economically ship his foreign products, Chinese manufactured goods, of which I buy a lot, I will admit, so he can economically ship them across the country and drive American businesses out.
Yes. Yeah. Well said, Terry. Well
said. Hey, you're the one that's supposed to have the pithy phrases and et cetera. So looking ahead here, Bix, where we're at now, what do you think is going to happen?
I think the truth about Kavanaugh and Ford will come out, that Ford didn't necessarily lie, but it was a traumatic breakup when she was a freshman in high school with dating a senior who was at the party. That is her psychological malfunction. That will translate into all the Democrats being vilified for destroying a man's life. It'll translate into the Me Too movement having to check themselves and say, oh, my God, what do you mean? I can't blame someone and expect them to be found guilty without any proof at all. I think that is the big change that's going to come from this Kavanaugh stuff. And then I think we're going to run into a financial banking wall that absolutely destroys the old system. And then the people can stand up and say, okay, here's what we're going to use for money. We're going to use gold. We're going to use some silver if we have any. We're going to use cryptos. We're going to use anything that doesn't take a decision from our government because they're completely inept and proven to be corrupt. So that is chaos over the next few months, and I think that's where we're headed.
Yeah, well, you could argue that we've been in a lower form of chaos for a while because we do see that various things that hold society together and the political will to keep the government functioning is absent. It's just not there, and you see it like California is just gone totally rogue. It's a rogue state with, you know, just lunacy, total, complete lunacy. And if it's coming, I tend to agree with you. It could be here quicker than you think. On the other hand, it could be there after Trump is reelected. You can't really time these things. You know, we've seen it over the past 10 years, Bix. It's been 10 years since the financial collapse. And we're still at it here. You know, it's still happening. And you got to wonder how much longer it can go on. But at some point, I agree, it's going to happen.
Well, the problems that we had before are bigger now. Now it's sovereign debt. And the biggest thing, I think, is when the banks come to Congress again for bailout, which they do.
Yeah, they will.
They'll come to Congress and Congress will say no. There's been too many movies, too much exposed about the old bailout. So a no vote in Congress means everybody loses everything in the old system. And that's might be scary, but truthfully, it's the only way to get the money out of the hidden, you know, the Panama paper stuff. The 1% hides their money because they don't want to be part of the chaos. They want to just tuck their money away and run off to some island with the Jeffrey Epstein and Ken Lay. The reality is that we need to destroy their wealth, the electronic forms of fiat money that they've hidden away. And the only way to do that is to destroy it all. And I think that's the plan that Greenspan set forth many, many years ago, is to run the system as long and hard as possible, creating as much fiat money as possible, until you create almost infinity amounts of money, which
we got
derivatives, we're getting there. And
real close.
Crash the system.
Hey, I wanted to talk about one other thing. I caught it on your site a couple months back, and I wanted to really talk to you about it. C60, Carbon 60, Buckyballs, they're also known as. You're a big believer in them, aren't you?
Absolutely. It basically, I see it like a Brillo pad in your system that scrubs away the free radicals. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way I can describe it is you take this stuff and the free radicals get caught up in this molecule that's pretty complex and gets flushed out of your system.
Hey, and I've been taking it now. Daryl Shoon turned me on to it. And he's been a frequent guest on the show. He's been at events that I've held. And he said, you know, the lab rats lasted like 50% longer. And I said, no, I don't particularly want to live that much longer. But if it would help my quality of life for as long as I live, I'm all for it. And I took it for 3 months. And, you know, I've been working out like a fiend since August of last year, four times a week, and trying to eat somewhat healthy, but not even that healthy. But what I found was I'd wake up in the morning and I would have no pain in the morning when I woke up. My joints, my neck, my whole body just felt good. And then I ran out and I hesitated to order it again because the good stuff, which is suspended in sunflower oil, is expensive. It's like $60+ a bottle. And I found like after a month or so, those pains came back. So I ordered up a couple of bottles, started taking it. Within 10 days, all those morning gripes were gone. Now, this is anecdotal evidence. It doesn't prove anything to anyone but me, but it just seemed like, you know, when you're working out and I'm power building, you get joint pain. It's just the way it works, especially at 61 years old. But yet I took this C60 and boom, like it just went away, Bix. It was the most incredible thing I've ever experienced. And I'm a big skeptic of many holistic claims because they can't be proven. And in fact, they've been proven false. But this stuff really is amazing.
I agree. And I've had similar issues because then you start feeling good and then you forget about taking it. And all of a sudden you're like, God, I'm sore. Why am I sore? I'm like, wait a minute. I stopped taking my C60.
Yeah.
I also learned another thing, which is not even a product. It's called the incline bed theory where you put some books under the top of your bed, below the headboard.
Uh-huh.
And get a five degree angle and your circulation keeps going all night. And
really?
That also contributed amazingly to aches and pains and joints. I had carpal tunnel that literally went away after a week of doing this.
Yeah, amazing.
And all you got to do is stick some books under your bed.
Well, I'm going to try that for sure because it makes total sense because, you know, when you're sleeping, your circulation slows down because your blood pressure slowed down and your heart rate slowed down. So your extremities don't get what they should be getting. And the blood is what takes away all of the impurities, all the bad stuff, and circulates it. And then it goes through your liver and, you know, gets out of your body and your kidneys get rid of the rest. Hey, don't quote me on your biology exam, please. But you know what I'm saying. And so having it's amazing.
There's a great interview on incline bed therapy. It's an English guy. He doesn't make any money. Just go on YouTube and look up incline bed therapy. It's an English guy, and he's a hydrologist. Mm-hmm. He talks about how like the reason that astronauts come back all kind of emaciated is because they're circulating. There's no gravity, so the circulation isn't flowing. And he equates it to like really tall trees. There is a, you know, they're wondering how does water get to the top of trees? You know, where's the pressure coming from? He says it's all a closed system loop of the pressure. That it's heavier water coming down and lighter water coming up, just like your body when it flushes out toxins. So it's an easy fix. It doesn't, you know, it takes a couple of days to get used to sleeping on a 5 degree angle, but you'll completely forget about it. And then you'll wake up one day and say, you know, I'm not as sore as I used to be when I wake up.
Hey, it makes a lot of sense. And there's a bunch of them on Amazon.com, but just throw in a few books. Some of the wedges look like they're too much. And you want a gentle slope. You don't want a steep slope like you're on a hospital bed somewhere, right?
Right. I mean, I think they say 5 to 8 degrees. You know, it's like 3 or 4 books under the headboard of your bed. That's all you got to do. It's amazing.
Yeah. Or you could just you could slant your bed too. Just put some spacers under the headboard of your bed, just elevate that right from the ground, put books under, whatever, and that'll give you the effect. So
interesting. Yeah. And they on Amazon, they have risers on Amazon. They'll sell you a plastic riser for like $20 or something.
Hey, and you probably get used to it almost immediately. It's not a big adjustment.
You do.
I'm going to do it right away, Bix. I mean, thank you for that one. Hey, where else do you go get? You get money tips, health tips, government. We cover it all here, right, Bix?
Exactly. Hey, there's some really cool stuff. I just did a remote viewing of the Grand Canyon with some of the best remote viewers in the world. Mm-hmm. And they came up with some amazing stuff about gold and the Federal Reserve and what happened in the early 1900s with the creation of the Fed. So all right, keep an eye out for that.
Hey, well, yeah. So you just have to go over to roadtoruta.com, ROOTA.com. And all of Bix's material is there. Your inner circle is there as well. Hey, we're devout readers. And Bix, been great having you on. Hey, questions, comments, email us, kl@carrylutz.com. Twitter feed @CarrieLutz. Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. If you're on Facebook, please like it, share it. Share it, even if you're not on Facebook. Get the word out about the show, what we talk about, what we believe in, and what we're all about. Bix, always great to talk to you, man. It's been too long, but we won't let it go as long next time.
All right, Carrie. Thank you.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.